Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Thursday, April the 12th, 2012. Well, this might get a little personal, but I think that's okay. You know, everyone would like to be well thought of and well spoken of, right? Truth is, no one is well thought of and well spoken of by everyone, right? The question is, where is your main focus of care and concern? Is it on you or is it on others? Now, let me explain this. There are lots of people who care too much about what others say or think of them, to the end that most everything people think or say about them pushes their buttons. Now, I'm not talking about children who get caught up in the peer pressure of not being cool because they don't have the most popular brand of sneakers. I'm talking about adults who really care way too much about what others think of them. Now, I want people to think good things about me, and so do you. But really, all I can do is do my best, and that's all you can do. And I learned a long time ago that people are people, and they're going to think and say what they want to think and say. In other words, I can't spend my whole life worrying if I said the right thing, did the right thing, and so on. You know, if I were to adopt that kind of lifestyle, first of all, I'd be miserable, and secondly, I really won't be able to effectively help anyone. Now, on the other hand, there are those who care a lot about others, what they can do for them, how they can help them. But it's very, very difficult to be of any real help if you're caught up into what people think about you all the time. It will keep you from reaching out to people. You know why? Because the bottom line, that's fear. And that fear will keep you either distant from others, but then when you're around others, you'll be defensive. You see, fear manifests itself in either fight or flight. So how do you balance all of this? Well, first of all, very few people, if any, I mean, I don't know of any, would say that they have arrived. You know, I have achieved all that I've set out to do. I'm exactly who I wanted to be. There are no more challenges for me. There's no more growth possible. I've made it. All right, who's arrived at that point? Really? So, don't you think it's safe to say that we all have areas we are working on or could be working on? None of us are perfect. But on the other hand, all of us have strengths, strong points, talents, abilities, right? We all have something. The reason people care so much about what others think of them is because of fear. And that fear is really rooted in one's self-image. And I'll tell you something. Your life will never, ever exceed your own self-image. What you really think of yourself, who you really see yourself as. So why not take a little time and get honest, really honest, and find out what you really think of you? You know, it's sad. Most people's self-image, it's based on their weaknesses, not their strengths. Yes, we all have weaknesses, and we can choose to work on those things that we want to change. But in the meantime, why not see yourself with whatever strengths you have right now? Now, if that's too hard for you to do, or if it seems, you know, my strengths and abilities are pretty insignificant. Well, what would you say to someone else who had the exact same strengths and abilities if you were trying to help them? Wouldn't you point them out to them in a very positive light? Well, sure you would. Well, then, why not love yourself enough to see and recognize your strengths and abilities? And by the way, for Christians with a low self-image, all I can say is get your head in the book. Take some time to read in the church epistles just who God has made you to be in the new birth. Read His opinion of you. You'll find that He made you righteous, that no one is laying anything to your charge, and that you're not being condemned, but rather you've been forgiven. You've been accepted in His sight. He loves you unconditionally, and nothing can ever separate you from His love, and a whole bunch more. You know, reading what God has done for you and accepting and believing it will make a grand impression on your self-image. You know, people may not understand me. They might not even like me. But I know this, God loves me unconditionally, and He accepts me. And there's nothing that can separate me from His love. So see yourself as God sees you. Take note of your strengths and talents and abilities. Raise your self-image up a few notches. And in doing so, you'll lose the fear. You'll not be so concerned and care about what others think about you. And then you'll be able to really care about others and help them. You know, you will never, ever be able to please everyone in this world, so stop trying to. Just know that today, right now, you're doing the very best that you can. None of us are perfect, but we all have something to offer, don't we? Yes, of course we're working on areas that we want to improve, but you know what? We ought to choose to focus on our strengths instead of caring so much about what others think of us. And when we do, we'll find ourselves really caring about others and how we can help them and inspire them. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in. Love to hear what's on your mind. And if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you know, you don't have to check and see if I posted something new. You don't even have to bookmark the site, because as a subscriber, you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. There's a link down below. And by the way, if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.